Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Reminders. Welcome to the fifth episode of Crime Fighters, The Radical Journey. In Kululaland, the police are still working on the case of a female suicide bomber, Zora Kasim. The detectives have reason to believe that Zora's father, the politician Honorable Kasim, may be involved with a terrorist group, the SWAT Sages. This group is actively recruiting in the region, especially among young people. The police officer Jude witnessed a recruitment meeting, but managed to conceal his true identity. Meanwhile, the terrorist group has just finished training some new members, as we will find out in this fifth episode entitled The Initiation Test.
Hello?
Hello, Bobo?
Mom? Mom? What's wrong? Why are you crying?
Till the end of the month, then we have to pay him. And your brother Somo, I have to take him to hospital.
Mom, it's okay. Don't panic. Don't worry. Dry your tears, all right?
Bobo, I really need your help. We have to find the money.
It will be okay, Mom. I'll see what I can do. I'll call you back. I promise.
Thank you. Thank you, my son. God bless you.
Hey, Bobo. Hmm? You look worried. What's the matter?
Nothing much. Just things I need to take care of at home. Money issues, you know.
I see. So, Bobo, tell me about this initiation test. What is it?
Oh, I'll be doing it myself. To prove your willingness, you have to detonate a bomb. There is a whole network of people who help set it up. It's easy. All you have to do is to detonate the bomb with a remote.
A bomb? With a remote? Detonate it where?
So many questions. Okay. So, it's all constructed at home. You use a fuse, explosive filler, and a power source, which is the trigger. Then you link together as many devices as possible. So when the first one is detonated, it also detonates all the others.
You mean in public places? With people around? Where and when is this happening?
Jude, I don't know myself. I'll be informed. I guess since it's just a test, wherever it is will be deserted.
And you're willing to do this?
I have to, for personal reasons. I need the money.
I see. Can I ask you something? Did you ever meet Zora Kasim here?
No, I never saw her here. I heard about her on the news. She shocked a lot of people. She wanted for nothing. She was one of the elite, not like us poor devils.
Hey, Bobo, isn't that Cecilia? Cecilia from English class. We went to school together, didn't we?
Yes, that's her.
What in God's name is she doing here?
Oh, yeah, I remember. You liked her in school, hmm? Jude.
What? No.
I should warn you. She is the warlord's property. So you'd better put any funny ideas right out of your head.
What?
You heard.
Mr. Commissioner, sir.
Inspector Brenda, what's happening in the internet cafe? Anything yet? Jude told us after the meeting a few days ago that his former classmate might go there to contact the terrorist group.
There aren't many people here, sir. It won't take long to find the young man Jude described if he's here.
Okay, good. The bomb squad has found some explosives hidden in a viewing center, just as Jude said. So we are finally onto something.
Whoa. Okay, sir. I'd better keep my eyes open in here.
Okay, good. So the backup team is ready. We are all on alert. Call immediately if you identify him.
Yes, sir. I'll go and take a seat at one of the computers.
I wanted to tell you that I had a problem with the test. I was all set to complete it. I went back to the viewing center, but it didn't go as planned.
Oh, what's going on over there?
I couldn't do it just then, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to. What do you mean I've failed? I told you I will do it. I just need to know when I'm going to get my money.
I'll be damned. This must be the guy.
I hit it 3 days ago in the viewing center. Nobody saw me. But I told you some of my friends were there. That's why I couldn't. You know, go ahead. I have the remote. I have it with me right now. You've got to believe I'll do it because I need that money very badly. I just need you to promise me I will still get it.
Oh, time to call the backup team.
What is it you want to see me about, Jude? What's so important that I have to meet you out here in the bush? You know this is risky.
Cecilia, you haven't changed after all these years. Still as plain speaking as ever.
Jude, why are you here? Who are you spying for? I smell a big fat rat, and if I'm right, you're going to get yourself into so much trouble.
No, Cici, I just wanted to speak with you for old time's sake. Why are you doing this? Why with that warlord?
You see what I'm saying? Where am I with Scambo? Who are you to judge me? Why are you even interested?
No. Don't take it the wrong way. I'm just...
Wrong way? Listen, I have someone who loves me. Society is full of hypocrites, but Scambo, he's for real. He accepts me for who I am.
Really? You seriously believe he loves you? I'm worried about you, Cecilia.
I'm not listening to this, Jude. For your own sake, just leave me be.
That's the problem. I just can't leave you be. Open your eyes. You need to see the real Scambo.
Who are you working for, Jude? Tell me the truth. You really smell like a spy.
I can't stop thinking about Zora.
Zora? What do you mean? You knew her?
She was the sweetest thing. I shouldn't have broken up with her. Now she's gone and... I'm sure she must have been brainwashed.
So you knew Zora. Jude, listen. You have to be careful. You're messing with the wrong people.
Cecilia, you're an old friend. I care for you, and I don't want anything bad happening to you. I'm worried about the influence these people have over you, about what they might make you do.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hello, good afternoon. Can we speak to you for a moment?
What about?
I'm Inspector Brenda, and this is Mr. Cletus, Commissioner of Police. Can you please identify yourself to us?
Bobo Kuda. Why?
We'd like to talk to you about a conversation you were having earlier.
Yes? What about it? What about my conversation?
Please stand up slowly from your chair and empty out your pockets.
Why? I am a free citizen. Aren't I allowed to talk to my friends online?
Of course you are, but you'll save us all a lot of time if you just do as we ask.
I only have my wallet and...
What's this remote control for?
It's...
Hey, not so fast, mister. If you have nothing to hide, why are you trying to escape? Besides, you won't get away. We have 10 other policemen outside.
But I haven't done anything.
Bobo Kuda, you're going to have to come with us to the station for further questioning.
I am telling you, I haven't done anything.
Then you shouldn't have tried to run.
You'll have a chance to explain everything once we get to the station. Come with us, please, Mr. Kuda.
And with Bobo's arrest, we come to the end of today's episode. What will Bobo tell the police? Will he help them find the warlord Scambo? Join us again next time for another exciting episode of The Radical Journey. Until then, you can visit our website, dw.com/crimefighters, or join us for a discussion on Facebook. Goodbye for now.